Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for February 26th, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I'm going to share with you today about the accounting of love. In the midst of countless do not statements I read this morning in Leviticus 19, there were two profoundly affirmative admonitions that reveal the core of God's heart. To those who think God is an autocratic and mean-spirited control freak, these two statements don't add up. But to those who understand that God is the Abba Father, of the Good Shepherd, the Lamb of God, albeit a holy and righteous Father, these phrases come as no surprise. Leviticus 19:14 says, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." And verses 33 and 34 say, "When an alien lives with you in your land, do not mistreat him. The alien living with you must be treated as one of your native born. Love him as yourself, for you were aliens in Egypt. I am the Lord your God." It's good to know that the golden rule was taught before Jesus started his preaching. And wherever it was practiced, God was exalted and people were blessed. God knew that it would be very difficult to do these things unless one had a close relationship with him. The fact is that we humans, even the believers among us, are drawn to the idea of payback time. Like kids are drawn to a bowl of candy. It's bad for us, but we still want to taste it, convinced that it will satisfy our cravings. The fact is that seeking revenge or bearing grudges does nothing emotionally or physically healthy for us. You've known people who have been eaten alive by stress and anger because of cherished grudges and cravings for revenge. In contrast, loving our neighbor, in essence, anybody in our lives, is to characterize our conduct. It's so much healthier physically and emotionally to cut those anchor ropes. Even when the neighbor is an outsider culturally or ethnically or spiritually, we're to treat him as we would one of our hometown best buddies, or as my daughters used to say, as pinky pals. We're to love the outsider as we love ourselves, just as God did for us. Wow. This kind of love doesn't happen very much, does it? It's because so few people obey God in these teachings. Are you? Thoughts of revenge and bearing of grudges, they're not part of God's agenda toward you, but showing grace and love are. Shouldn't you do the same toward others? I'm certain that some people in my life have, because of God's word, chosen to love me despite my imperfections and lack of common heritage with him. I've been blessed because they love me as they love themselves, not because of my merit, but instead because of their obedience to God. Because they've done that for me, I'm more inclined to do the same for others. It's interesting to note that our Almighty God is watching to see if we're loving others as we love ourselves. We need that accountability, it's true. For if we think nobody's taking notes, we just might skip out on our call to love. Please remember that Jesus died for you and me, despite the fact that we are sinful aliens deserving payback. Let's love somebody today as ourselves, cutting loose Satan's suggested grudges and bigotries. As always, I love you. Martin.